Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. We are coming to you virtually this week once again. I had to close the clubhouse, but we're making it work. So, this is DJ Phoebs.
Yeah, we're literally like...
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that was... I'm not a robot. I don't think so. To my knowledge, I'm not.
As far as I know.
We'll find out.
If you are a robot, you're a really well-designed one, because, like...
You know. Oh, thank you. That's the strangest compliment I've gotten all week. But yeah, everybody, I'm Winter. I'm going to be one of the hosts today. It's just me and Phoebs this week today, whatever you want to say. Oh my god, that rhymed. I didn't even mean that. That's just a precursor. It's just going to show how awesome this show is going to be. But yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. So... As you know, we're going to kick you off with the news, with the weather, and then we're going to come back, and it's going to be good entertainment, so keep that dial on 90.7 FM. You're listening to Throughout the Madness, Stay Strong by Sons of Kemet. We'll be back with you very soon.
Thank you. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Gray. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council has approved the use of $139,565 in federal American Rescue Plan Act funds to help complete a pedestrian safety improvement project at the intersection of Fairview Avenue and Green Street. In 2020, Stewart Shops, the business located at the intersection, donated $200,000 to begin improvement work specifically for renovating crosswalks, sidewalks, and adding new traffic lights. In response to the gift, the city funded an agreement with the Albany-based engineering firm Creighton Manning to design an improved and safer intersection. The firm's design was completed in early 2021 at a price way beyond the original amount that was budgeted, and the project stalled. The updated estimate for the project is now $339,565. In a meeting February 15th, the council voted to allocate the additional funds needed from the city's federal money. Common Council President Tom DiPietro said there would be a new pattern of traffic for the intersection with a proposed new traffic light system and clearly marked pedestrian crosswalks. Peter Bongiano, Department of Public Works Commissioner, said the idea for a pedestrian island would not function properly in the intersection because it is a truck route. However, he assured that a new camera signal system would be adjusted to better serve the intersection. Editor's note, DiPietro is a WGXC on-air volunteer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Frontier Airlines has announced it has added service to Fort Lauderdale, Florida from New York Stewart International Airport. Since Frontier began nonstop service between Stewart and Orlando and Miami in late 2021, the routes have been very popular. Service to Fort Lauderdale began on February 17th. Florida destinations have traditionally been very popular from the Orange County hub since scheduled service began in 1990. The anticipated merger of Frontier and Spirit Airlines will likely open additional routes from Stewart in the coming months. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Robert Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. New York Chief Judge Janet D. Fiore on February 16th said rebuilding New York's outdated trial court structure that too often fails to be racially and financially equitable is her top priority. In her annual State of the Judiciary address, D. Fiore highlighted the findings of former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, whose independent review of the state courts found a, and I quote, second-class system of justice for people of color, end quote, and I quote, dehumanizing, end quote, and I quote, demeaning, end quote, culture in criminal, civil, family, and housing courts. DPR commissioned Johnson to review the system after the May 2020 killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer led to a nationwide conversation on historic inequities facing people of color. DPR said it would take the three branches of state government to remedy what she described as, and I quote, an absolutely unacceptable state of affairs, end quote. New York's court system includes 11 separate trial courts, the most in the country. It has not been substantially updated in 60 years, according to DPR, who also is the chief judge of the Court of Appeals. DPR said the problems are most apparent in the high-volume courts that serve families dealing with issues such as eviction, child custody and support, consumer debt, and other critical matters. Legislation that seeks to simplify the court system is currently pending in both the state, Senate, and Assembly. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 18th. And the early morning temperatures are 34 degrees in West Cohensville and 56 in Ankrum. Winds were strong and varied across the region last night, so watch for downed branches in roadways. The gusts keep up for a bit, stopping after 2 p.m. A steady drop in temperature through the day leaves us just below freezing. It'll be around 28 degrees at sunset. A low of 20 degrees happens around 4 a.m. Then Saturday drops some light snow all day with a half inch of accumulation expected, and a high of 37 happening at 1 p.m. Wind gusts return in the afternoon, so watch for blowing snow if driving. A sub-freezing night hitting 13 degrees takes us into a dry Sunday with moderate winds and a high of 36. Monday, still dry, high of 51. Sunset today will be at 5:17 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:43 a.m. Looking way up, we see chance of G1 class magnetic storms on Sunday as we pass through a co-rotating interaction region. Solar wind speed is currently 331 kilometers per second at 10.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 22 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 103. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
All right. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio live on 90.7 FM WGXC. We are coming to you today not from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse. We are coming from DJ Phoebe's setup, but I am thrilled to have DJ Winter on with me today via the Google Meets.
Winter, hello, everybody. Yo. Hello, through the hello. Google Meet. So if any disaster happens, even an earthquake, it's because of that. Trust me, they're related. I would know. I'm an expert.
Blame Google. I think. So yeah, we're working it out. But you know what? I'm glad that we still have the ability to be on the radio together. So yay, virtual technology.
For sure.
Even if we're all sick of it.
I may even argue this week could be a tad bit better. It has potential because I am able to be covered up in blankets right now. And that is amazing that I can say that while being on the radio.
Yes.
Like, I peaked. It's all downhill from here.
Pressure, weighted pressure. It's so good, though. And it's relevant because we're going to be... All right, so show today. Here's what we got for you. We're going to be playing music like we always do. But we're also going to spend some time telling y'all about our harm reduction heroes program, lifestyle. I don't even know what to call it. It's a mission. That's what
yeah, that's
it is.
A good question. The name of it. Yeah, it's really cool though. It's like, yeah, I don't know what to call it either. But it's like some steps you can take when it comes to substances, and it's it sounds it's okay. My brain's going five places at once, but it's really cool. We'll talk about that later, or not later, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We have 10 harm reduction hero archetypes that we are all basically together in training to become those harm reduction heroes. So so it's going to take us a while to get through them all, but maybe we can introduce you to each of them over the course of the show in between song breaks and, you know, Winter's awesome jokes, because you know they're coming.
Yeah, I'm so good at jokes, I think.
So with that, let's play a little song. Let's give ourselves a minute. This is one of DJ Winter's picks, Oranges by Clyde Lawrence. So we're going to give that a play for you. And yeah, I hope you...
And when we get back, I have a very interesting question to ask you.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to do the thing. And... enjoy. We'll be back in just 2 minutes or so. Knows what you find. Take the same risks as if you're afraid. If I gave you an orange, would you make lemonade? And it's funny how nobody sings about oranges when you go on in the palm of your hand. Crazy how nobody sings about chocolate. It seems there would be nothing so sweet like we're living in the box as if someone has locked it. How can that be? It just ain't for me. We're curving our motions and hedging our bets. If you don't open the chocolate, who knows what you get? And it's crazy how nobody sings about chocolate when you got it in the palm of your hand. Anxious not to stray. Now purple's got us blue and silver's going gray. But is there nothing else to say? Cause it's funny how nobody sings about oranges. Yeah, it's funny how nobody sings about oranges. Oh, imagine a world where we don't play this game. The apples and oranges, nothing the same. And it's funny how nobody sings about oranges. And you got one in the palm of your hand. Yeah, it's funny how nobody sings about oranges. When you go on in the palm of your hand. Yay, welcome back, Clubhouse Radio. That was Oranges.
Yo.
Lawrence.
He does raise some good points, though.
You usually pick music but that's existentially activating.
My whole life is an existential crisis. See, I can't even say it. That's how much of a crisis I'm going through. But beyond that, I have a good point to raise to you. How many Avengers and which ones do you think Po from Kung Fu Panda could be in a fight?
Wait. Give it to me again.
Which Avengers do you think Po from Kung Fu Panda could be in a 1v1?
Oh. Huh. Hmm.
I think he could solo Hawkeye, Black Widow, and even Captain America.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
like, if Captain America tried to hit Poe with the shield, he would just, like, bounce it off with his belly like he does against Tai Lung.
Smart. That makes sense. Okay. I see you giving this a lot of thought.
Plus, he knows the Wuxi finger hold, which is, like, that I'm not sure here, but I'm pretty sure that just instantly kills anybody. So, yeah. I don't think he could beat Thor, the Hulk, or Iron Man, personally.
Okay.
I think those are his limits.
You don't think the Hulk, like, if he could do... Like, I don't know. I just feel like there might be a martial arts way to, like, I don't know, like, tire the Hulk out. Get him to, like,
He's pretty big, right?
Yeah.
He's fast, too. That's a good question. I feel like that could even be 50-50, because he gets more powerful the madder he gets. But, and Poe's style, like, of fighting would probably get him mad, though.
That's
so
true.
He would have to finish him off quick. But, like, you're not doing anything against Thor. I'm sorry. He will just strike you down, like, immediately.
Yeah. No, that seems right.
Same thing with Iron Man. He can shoot him. As sad as that is.
You know, I always appreciate the superheroes who aren't so equipped with power that you're just like, ugh, I mean, of course you're winning. Like, I always kind of like Batman for that reason. I'm like, it's just like a dude with suits that he makes himself. Like, no other
Batman superpowers.
That's true. That's true. So unfortunate. Well. So, with that, very important existential question aside.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all day. All
right. I'm glad you had a medium to, you know, express that, get off your chest. If anybody else has strong feelings about that question, you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. We do care. We will share.
We would love to read that. That would make our day.
It would. I know. We don't get a lot of emails. I know it's intimidating who sends emails, but, like, for real. We would love to hear from you. Clubhouse Radio, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. So that's how you get in touch with us. Also, if after this show you decide that you're super into this harm reduction heroes program we have, then you should definitely email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, because it's just one of, like, a lot of cool things going on at the Youth Clubhouse on Main Street in Catskill. But yeah, I think it's a good one. So anyway, speaking of superheroes, that's actually a perfect also lead in. I see.
Yeah,
you.
Perfect segue.
Mm-hmm. I've also got holding out for a hero on cue, because I'm just like, oh, hang on, all right, I'm going to do it.
I can already hear it playing in my head.
Right? Are you a Fru Fru fan? Because I found a remix that I was like, huh. Oh no, I think I hate it.
Oh no. But we'll find out, y'all.
We'll find out. I got to share with you so you can hear what's going on now.
Gods, best streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds.
Huh.
Isn't there a white knight upon a fire?
It's like, when was this made?
Yeah, well, this remix, it's posted. I don't remember when this came out. I'm sure they sued in 2010. Oh, but it's, like, insulting, to be honest.
2010?
That's when it was posted.
Yeah, this is very 2010 act. It sounded like mid-2010s.
Right. Okay, let's get our original.
Yeah, we're, like, mid-2000s to 2015. That
Bonnie Tyler, fun. I apologize to all the people out there who are like, where is Bonnie? I agree. Here we go. I'm trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah, the real one. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the original.
Usually is. You're right.
At least
in
this
better.
Amazing situation.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true.
You can't hold out for a weak hero. You gotta hold out for, like, the actual hero. And this is the actual hero in this allegory.
So true. There we go. So,
Winter, muted, in Europe. I was also singing along.
I mean, how could you not? All right, so why do we need harm reduction heroes? What do you think?
We need them to better understand ourselves, and also not just ourselves, but help people who, in the future, down the line, aren't as educated about this stuff, like, make a conclusion for themselves to better their lives, even.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my take on it, at least.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like, harm reduction is, I think it's, like, it's such a buzzword right now, first off. Let's just name that, right? Like, I feel like a lot of people say it, and you're like, what are you even talking about, right? But it's, like,
cause yeah, that's true.
It's actually represents,
it does sound a little bit more.
It represents a, yeah, fair enough. But it's actually, like, a very exciting culture shift in, like, how we relate to almost everything that's important, I think. Like, mental health and substance
use and the law. It's like,
inside,
it's like how
law.
You perceive things.
Go on.
Yeah, it's like your inside world, how different things affect you, and it's like how letting things affect you. It's amazing for mental health. It's like a world of change.
So basically what we've been doing at the Clubhouse is we've created these 10 different super harm reduction superheroes that are all embody a different set of skills or knowledge that put together, if you have all of these skill sets, like, you are doing harm reduction on all fronts, because there's so many different ways. And, like, the name is kind of intuitive. Like, the goal is to reduce harm. But it seems so obvious, but so much of what happens in society is not aligned toward that in a lot of ways. A lot of times, either the way we respond to something difficult in our lives causes more harm, and then the way society responds to us doing that harm to ourselves is more harm. It just builds and it builds and it builds, which is why I think we live in such a, like, stressed out, traumatized society. Harm reduction is, like, basically,
yeah, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Like, depression rates through the roof with, like, every generation now.
So true.
A lot of pressure, a lot of stress, expectations set on you. Hard to, like, carry them sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think there's so much shame and there's so much stigma, like, around mental health, which is maybe getting a little better, but also especially around substance use. And the reality is most mental health disorder, so much substance use disorder and mental health disorder, they come hand in hand. Like, people are using substances to deal with mental health challenges, right? Whether that's as simple as, like, you're dealing with stress and you decide to go have a smoke, to, like, you know, you have, you know, paranoia or hallucinations and you need to turn to drugs to try to, like, drown that out. So there's lots of ways that that gets tied up together. And so a lot of what, from our perspective, harm reduction needs to be about is actually, like, taking that step back to kind of what Winter was saying, like, looking inside, what is going on with my mental health? What is going on with my physical health? What is going on with my emotional health? Like, and actually pay attention enough to even notice where there's harm, where there's struggle, and then what it is in your life that's going on that's making that better or making that worse. And really the goal of harm reduction is to take a person and say, our goal is for your life to be better, whatever situation you're in, right? Like, not to punish you for struggling, but to offer tools and resources to get out of that. So the first superhero we've been working on is what we call the expert. And when I say the expert, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's like, you should be the expert on you. You're ultimately only the person who can be the most expert on yourself. No one else can know you better,
like,
than
you.
Like,
how things, like, as well, mainly going down the road of how substances affect you, how they make your inner world feel, and how ultimately they make your decisions, too. Because decisions are the most, one of, rather, most important aspects of your life. It determines what's going to happen to you. And especially if you overdo things, it could go down a bad path. So you do have to know yourself. You have to know your limits, especially. And exactly. That's what the expert is all about.
Yeah, and that actually kind of brings in some of the other archetypes. Because the expert, in some ways, is just like, know your body, know how it works, know what's going. Yeah, exactly. But then we have the detective.
It's like a perfect introduction to.
Right.
Like, just a perfect introduction to just going to the rest of them. Because if you know yourself, then you're going to be able to relate to the other ones a lot better.
Exactly. They kind of build on each other. So, yeah, start with the basic thing. Like, we're talking about harm reduction for yourself. You got to know yourself. And then from there, we go into the detective. And the detective knows what drugs are, knows what the substances are, knows what's in them, knows how they work, right? So, like, there's a lot of times, like, not a lot of great information out there about the risks of drugs, what can happen, right? So you need to be savvy. You need to know what you're putting in your body, right? Like, do that detective work.
Many substances also interact with each other, and that's something you really have to take note on.
Super
like,
important.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it, like, alcohol and another blood thinner, like, with headaches? Like, that's super dangerous.
Yeah. It can be very dangerous to mix alcohol with a lot of things. But, yeah, exactly. So, and that's...
Especially some antidepressants as well.
Exactly. So that's actually another one of our archetypes. So we have the expert on yourself. We have the detective who knows drugs. Then we have the alchemist. And the alchemist figures out, how do I want to combine my body with substances, right? And when we say substances in this work, it's not just what hops, like, the automatic drugs that might pop in your head. We're talking about food, because food is a drug. It is a substance that goes in your body that changes your chemistry.
Affects everything.
So we're thinking about it in a really big sense. And so the nurse is the fourth archetype, and that's what you're talking about. The nurse knows, I don't take my antidepressants at the same time that, right, like, I take something that's going to mix with that. I know what my dose is supposed to be. Like, if I don't take drugs when I need to drive and they make me drowsy, right? The nurse is just like, if I'm taking drugs, I'm going to do it as safely as possible.
Just bordering on the line of caution, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Which brings us to our fifth archetype at 6:30, which is perfect. Who's the prepper, right? So the prepper is like, sometimes stuff doesn't go well, right? So can we be prepared for emergencies? Literally, that can be, you know, to me, here's how the nurse and the prepper work. You go to a party, somebody gets alcohol, so you get to a party and there's alcohol being served. The nurse is going to go around and gather up everybody's keys, make sure nobody's driving home, try to make that situation as safe as possible. The prepper knows what alcohol poisoning looks like. So if somebody shows those symptoms, the prepper is like, I know what's going on. I'm going to call 911 or do whatever needs to happen in that situation, right? So our prepper is like, I can handle an emergency. So that's what we're learning, you know, how to train up. Part of that is learning how to use Narcan, because the sad thing is fentanyl, which Narcan can help reverse a fentanyl overdose, is showing up in all different kinds of drugs. And it's really deadly. So we got to be prepared for the worst case, but the nurse prepares to try to avoid those emergencies being an issue. So
yeah, like a life, really just stepping in saying, okay, prepare for the worst. Let's not have that happen. And then the next one in line stops the worst, or, like, stops it at the worst, rather, I should say.
Yeah. Can handle a crisis. So, word. All right. Well, with that, we're going to let Bonnie Tyler bring us out with our hero theme. I'm going to play the news update, and then we'll come back, play some music, and introduce you to the rest of our harm reduction heroes. So, enjoy.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that attorneys for a state police investigator filed a federal lawsuit against former Governor Andrew Cuomo, former secretary to the governor Melissa DeRosa, Cuomo's former spokesperson Richard Azzopardi, and the state police. The 31-year-old state police investigator's name is being kept out of the story by the Times Union, and she alleges Cuomo sexually harassed her and inappropriately touched her. That came after a former Cuomo aide told state police to change the rules so that the trooper would qualify to be placed on the former governor's protective detail. As a party was not in the lawsuit filed February 17th, but was added February 18th after he tweeted remarks attacking her legal team. Cuomo resigned as governor last year after 11 women accused him of sexual harassment. As a party said February 17th that Cuomo will, and I quote, fight every attempt at cheap cash extortions and is anxious to have the dirty politics stop. We look forward to justice in a court of law, end quote. Paul Schechtman, an attorney for DeRosa, said that, and I quote, according to the trooper's own testimony, Melissa's only interaction with her was to say, and I quote, hello, goodbye, end quote. It is not a viable case anywhere in America, and is beyond frivolous, end quote. The Times Union previously reported that, and I quote, the female trooper had moved up in the ranks of Cuomo's protective detail quickly, securing a position as the governor's driver in a much shorter time frame than is normal, according to former senior members of the detail who are familiar with the machinations, end quote. Among the allegations the trooper is making against Cuomo, she says that in August 2019, the former governor asked the trooper about her plainclothes attire, about why she never wore a dress, about why she always wore dark-colored clothing. Then Cuomo sent her a text message saying that it, and I quote, stays in the truck, end quote. She also alleges other issues, including that Cuomo asked her why she would get married as, and I quote, it always ends in divorce and you lose money and your sex drive goes down, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council voted unanimously February 15th to join the Columbia County Board of Supervisors resolution against hate. There has been several racist incidents in the Hudson Valley lately, with a hate group rallying in Chatham, East Greenbush, and Woodstock. Currently, 12 Columbia County towns have signed on to the resolution. New Lebanon, Taconic, Germantown, Ankrum, the town and village of Chatham, Hillsdale, Ghent, Austerlitz, Livingston, Canaan, Gallatin, and now Hudson. Three towns are considering backing the resolution, Claremont, Copeg, and Greenport. But seven towns have taken no action on the issue. Claverick, the town and village of Kinderhook, Stockport, Stuyvesant, Philmont, and Valencia. The lack of action does not sit well with Michael Richardson, founder of Hate Watch Report, a website tracking acts of hate in New York. Richardson said, and I quote, hate and violence happen right here. When government leaders are silent, it sends a message that maybe hate is okay and it's not, end quote. Hudson officials are not being silent about the recent hate acts that include recruiting stickers for hate groups on telephone poles and electrical boxes in Hudson and Stockport. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, I wholeheartedly support Hudson backing the resolution against hate. I think our city has to make every effort to show that we are an inclusive and loving community and hate will not be tolerated, end quote. Full disclosure, Johnson is a volunteer programmer at WGXC, and you can read about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that the town of Cairo has completed a survey of what residents want for the Angelo Cana Town Park. Requests include more shade, an upgraded playground, more bathrooms, a seasonal ice rink, and better lighting. The engineering consultants Barton and Logidus unveiled a master plan for the park at the February 16th town board meeting. Last landscape architect Lee Jones explained, and I quote, "A master plan looks at your existing conditions, looking at opportunities and constraints, and guides the town moving forward to make decisions," end quote. The park, located behind Main Street and next to the Shingle Kill, has large green spaces, sports fields, and athletic courts, but there is poor drainage and it often floods. Jones said, and I quote, there is parking space, but there is not a lot of shade. When we were out there, every car was parked in an area where there was shade. Drainage was a huge thing, too. There is a lot of poor drainage," end quote. The survey showed 74% of the respondents used the park for walking, 43% used the playground, and 33% walked their dogs or used the dog park. Jones said, and I quote, "There was a lot of interest in possibly having a splashing park or seasonal ice rink, and the biggest issue everyone was saying were the existing bathrooms and also drainage," end quote. He added, and I quote, "One thing we looked at was upgrading the existing pavement within the park, and I know the county is working with the town on this," end quote. Town officials were not quoted in the article, saying that the next steps would be to improve the park. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Okay, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Yo, what is up, everybody? And DJ Winter.
Yo. We're back. We're having a good show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Merry Friday. If you will.
Why not?
Yeah, you know, that's fine. No, at first I was like, is that the right choice of words? And you know what? Yeah, it's been a long week. It's a merry Friday.
Totally. It works. It so works. Cool. Yeah, well, here on this Friday, DJ Winter and myself, we're bringing you a virtual Clubhouse radio show. We are usually live from our studio at the Catskill Clubhouse on Main Street. You can come check us out. You can use the studio for lots of things. Or just come to the clubhouse in general, because it's a chill place. Yeah, we welcome young people aged 12 to 18. And we also have staff that work with young adults if you need support. And our whole focus at the clubhouse is, like, upliftment, recovery, like, health, wellness. Sometimes that's about substance use, sometimes not. Like, but, yeah, just trying to create a safe space for people to be themselves and to access support. So that's who we are. we are going to be telling you a little bit more. We started in our first half about our harm reduction.
About all the heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah.
It's not too late to do a little bit more of this, though. I've just been having too much fun.
So yeah, what's the next one on the list?
Hang on, let's get Bonnie in the background first.
Okay, of course. All the heroes.
We gotta bring back.
Alright,
so we went through our first five heroes in the first part of the show, which the harm reduction heroes that we walked through are... You ready for it? Oh, so good. The expert. The expert on
I'm
yourself.
So
expert on your body, expert on your needs, that you're tuned in, that you practice mindfulness, we practice, like, you know, just developing skills to be in a dialogue with your body, to be aware of your body, not be afraid to be aware of your body, so that you can even know what it needs in the first place, what's harming it, what's good for it, what works for you, right? We talked about the detective, who's super skillful at knowing what goes into drugs, what substances are made out of, what the ingredients in your food, how that chemistry all works, what to expect in terms of side effects, knowing what the long-term negative health outcomes are from different substances, right? The detective, like, figures all that out. The detective was not confused about the idea that vapes are just harmless water. Like, the vape knew that those are dangerous aerosols. You gotta do your research. You gotta know what is in substances. So
yeah,
that's the detective. And then we had who's our third one? The alchemist. Put it together. What is the right dose of food and substances in your own life that make you feel good? Minimize side effects. Got to figure out how all that chemistry works together. And then we talked about number four, who is the nurse, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And so...
the preventer of bad things, if you will.
Yeah. Like, if you're gonna be consuming anything, do it safely, right? Like, as safely as you possibly can, from following the dose that's recommended on prescriptions that you get to, you know, eating different types of food in moderation, right? Like, do it safely. And then we have the prepper, who knows that sometimes we don't do things safely. So, gotta be prepared.
Like, if a worst-case situation happens, they're there to really treat it. Like, especially during an overdose, they're trained in Narcan to hopefully prevent it and all that stuff.
Yeah. So those are the first five. That's what we hit on the last half of the show. So now we're gonna get into our last five. Before we do that, do we want to listen to a little song? Because we like music, and music makes us happy. Besides
music
Bonnie
is
Tyler.
True. Music makes me happy.
All right, cool.
I would love to.
This is another choice by DJ Winter. You want to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. Which one are we doing?
We've got Broken Bearings, Atlas.
Oh, Broken Bearings? This is by Atlas, and the song is super good. It's like... punk-esque with, I don't know, it just relaxes me. Maybe I'm insane, but it's so nice and calm.
There you go. Enjoy.
Hours ago, I woke in a cold sweat.
Broken Bearings. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
God, I love that song so much. It's like, it's such a good vibe.
I can tell it's inspired your own music making.
Oh yeah, thank you. That's a big compliment to me, because it's just like such an inspiration. So like the fact you can pick up hints from it, it's like, just makes me feel great. Thank you.
Totally. DJ Winter's a punk rock ukulele player, if you didn't know. So now you know.
Punk rock ukulele. It's that, it, trust me, it works. That's the only word does. I have to back myself up.
All right. So what were we talking about? Harm Reduction Heroes.
Moving on to the next hero. Yeah.
Who we got next on our list of 10 Harm Reduction Heroes? We've got the Recovery Coach. So, for anybody who's tried to deal with substance use and cutting back or quitting substances, recovery is kind of a term for that. How do we get ourselves to a different place? And it kind of comes after the nurse and the prepper, because it's sort of like, all right, if you're starting to get in a place where maybe you're not using as safely as you want, or you're using more than you think is good for your body, or causing other issues in your life, you've got to be able to coach yourself into recovery, into retraining your brain to depend on different things to cope and get through your day, right? Because if what you're using to cope is causing new problems, it's probably not a sustainable solution, right? So that's ultimately the goal of harm reduction, is to know there's a whole bunch of ways that you can affect your chemistry, affect your brain, affect your mood, affect like your physical pain. And so if one solution is causing other issues in your life, like, there's a whole bunch of other things you can find. But it's not easy to quit what we're used to. It's not easy to establish new habits or patterns. And so that's where, like, the term coach comes in. You got to coach yourself into recovering from negative health outcomes and going on a new path. So that's who the recovery coach is. Any thoughts on that,
yeah,
Winter?
I think that one's pretty self-explanatory. There's not much to add on to that one. It's just helping people when they're struggling a bit. And I think that's great. But not much to add besides that.
Totally. And I think the key thing, too, is, yes, helping other people, but also, like, you got to be your own best coach, you know? Like, you got to find ways to
keep
yourself on track.
Adding on to the expert, you know yourself best. You know how these things affect you. You got to be your number one recovery coach before anyone else, but even then, we're still here to help.
Exactly.
And it's always nice to have outside help as well.
Totally. Exactly. Cool. After that, we have the mediator. The mediator feels really important, because a lot of times what happens is people will get in conflict or harm will happen, right? And the response in our society is often really harsh punishment that ends up just causing more issues. Instead of having any path for healthy mediation, right? To be able to be like, listen, you know, when you were messed up the other day, you came back home in a rage and you, like, there's ways we need to be able to sit down and have these conversations with people and say, this is what harm is being caused. Can we work through it? Can we do that better? Because if we just turn to a system where it's all punishment, we don't usually, nobody tends to get better in that dynamic. So
there's
having
no
the
results.
Skills,
yeah. Yeah. If you're punishing somebody who's already at a low, then it's just going to result in more of a low for them. But if you help them out step by step and discuss the steps with them, then it's much more likely you're going to be able to get through whatever hard times they're having with these substances.
Yep. It's a restorative justice is a big
from my own experience, even just mental health as well. It's so much easier to be able to put effort in when somebody's there to help you.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's and when they're penalizing you for stuff that you're already like having trouble with, then it does not help, or at least for me personally.
Mhm. Yeah, and I think, you know, in the context of schools, it's really relevant, you know, how can we, if you see somebody using, can you respond to that with, like, a mediation process, or is it just, like, an out-of-school suspension? Like, what do you think is going to get a better outcome long-term with somebody? Punishment or engaging them? So, we think engagement. So that's the mediator. And then, Number three, we get into the lawyer. And the lawyer is like, you need to know your rights. You need to know what substances are legal or illegal. You need to know what the consequences are going to be if you're caught with different things. You need to know your rights in terms of protecting yourself, how to get support if you get caught up in the criminal justice system. So many people caught up in the criminal justice system because of substance use, right? And I think it's really tragic. It causes a ton of harm, a lot of heartache, a lot of stress for those, for the people involved and their family and their friends. So if you can know your rights and protect yourself, that's harm reduction, ultimately. So that's the lawyer. Yeah, and then the last two. We're at 6:54, right on time. So the last two go hand in hand.
Yeah,
we have the advocate and we have the champion. And they're kind of similar, but they're also a little different. The advocate is a policy advocate, is somebody who says, I see that our society relies on policing and incarceration for substance use and that that's causing more harm than it's helping, right? So I want to advocate for something different. I want to advocate for alternative programs, especially for young people, so that they don't get arrested, but if something happens, they get caught, they can have a different type of outcome. I want to advocate that schools are providing mental health services and reducing stress on students so that substance use issues aren't so bad, right? Advocating for the changes in society you think are going to make a difference and reduce harm for people. So that's the advocate. I don't know if anything you want to add on that one.
Not much. I think you explained that really well.
Cool. And then last is the champion, and the champion is the people's champion. Like, the champion is the person, the superhero who comes in and says, we're not going to shame people who struggle with addiction. We're not going to shame people with mental health struggles. We're not going to shame people for being down and out or vulnerable or crying or being honest or real. Like, we are going to say, we believe your life matters. And just because you have a substance use addiction doesn't mean your life doesn't matter. Like, people who are willing to say that, who are willing to be the champions of all the people, because I don't know anybody who hasn't struggled with something at some point who would have benefited from harm reduction. So the champion is a champion for all of us.
Yeah, the champion is one of my favorites personally. Like, if I had to say, so far, which one, like, appeals to me, if I had to, like, pick all of them, which one I feel most similar to, I feel like it's that one, because it's sad that a lot of people don't even think about playing devil's advocate with these things and putting yourself in the victim's perspective. But if you do, it can make it a lot easier for everybody in the situation, and I think people need to recognize that before they shame people.
Totally. I agree. So, with that, it's 6:57, time is running out, we've got such a treat for you at the end of this show, which is totally in line with the champion, so I'm going to start playing that, but what I want to say is thank you, DJ Winter, for getting on virtually with us, or with me, with us.
It was my pleasure. I think us was me.
Super cool. It was awesome to have you on. I super appreciate all of our listeners. We've been doing Clubhouse Radio.
Thank you guys so much. It's not possible.